Coach, did Buff not practice today because of the disciplinary hearing, or are there
Nothing to do with that. No.
No?
Just
maintenance day or something?
Yep. Yeah, nothing to do with that. I put them on the ice.
Imagine you've had your chance to look over the video. Just your thoughts on check
well,
the
play. Well, this one's still pending, and so we've had the conference call, and they'll go through all the information. I think that's probably the quiet time for us. I'll take you through my thoughts on it when the decision gets handed down.
A lot of guys in there are going with the approach of forgetting the last two games, new slate on Sunday, or rather Saturday. Is that the way
you... Well, you forget parts of it. You know, the negative emotion and the frustration of losing a couple of games, you want to leave that. Doesn't help you the next day, but we dealt with some areas that we need to tighten up, get a little better at, and some areas that we can expand on and that we did well that we want to keep in our game. We'll do that over the next 2 days, prepare for Van a bit more tomorrow. Away we go.
Paul, if you are without Dustin, does it help in a sense that this group has been through long stretches
It does help. I mean, we wish we didn't have to the last time, but the fact that it's recent memory and that we did have success without Dustin in our lineup, that's a positive.
If you are without him and Jay Harrison fills in, what has he done well in his absence?
We have Jay coming back. Jay's speed helps. You know, he covers a lot of ice. Could get in close plays quickly, which helps in the style of game that we want to play.
The cross-check aside, Dustin seemed to be playing maybe a little over that line in the last couple games. He had the penalty against Chicago and then the penalty late in the game on Sunday or Tuesday.
The Chicago penalty is the function elbow of him being as tall as he is more than anything else. I didn't like the call based on the way the game's played. I didn't feel that. Like, this guy doesn't play across that line very often. I mean, he plays hard, he's physical, but quite often a lot of the hits meet Buff. You know, he has the puck an awful lot, he moves the puck, and guys try to finish their checks and end up on their butt, so it looks more in than he's hunting guys down. And just look at he hasn't been in a tremendous number of fights over the course of his career because he hasn't crossed that line with a lot of people and because nobody's lining up to fight a guy that big too often. But if you're that kind of player that's constantly crossing the line, you've got a lot of fighting majors on your scorecard, and he doesn't.
But is the emotion of this time of the season something that you have to
talk to the players about? When you look at the last month, I don't know the emotion. Maybe, yeah, we get to the last five games, everything amps up a little bit, but I think that emotion's been there, that drive that we've been on for the last month, and our numbers are going down. Our discipline's gotten better. We've stayed out of the box better in the last month than we have all year. So I don't feel that with him or the rest of the group that we've crossed it.
Pavlik's just sick today?
Yeah, we've had that run through just about everybody at this point, but we try to keep them off the ice, keep them from kissing each other.
Paul, back to Jeff's question just a little bit earlier. How much would you say in the last three games, if at all, has your team been off?
We played better in our last two than we did in the five-game stretch that we won, without a doubt. The third goal against the Rangers was their 10th chance against. They had two power play chances in that mix. It's almost as low a number as we've given up in a long, long stretch of time. Breakaway chance is a hell of a chance, so I'm not saying it's not. But the quality of our game in our last two games is better than it was probably at any stretch of the five-game stretch that we had prior to that.
Well, how difficult is it to turn that pressure of the last week and a half, your position, your playoffs determined in the last week and a half, into excitement? Or is it your job, or is it even an issue at this point?
No, I don't think it's difficult as a start. Like, you look at when you go through, and we cut all the edits in the games, and so part of what the routine is, you watch the chances against, and it's always interesting to see when they're coming. So the excitement's been there. We give up little in the first parts of the periods, and then if the chances come, it comes off a power play chance that they get, they grab. But the other team gets paid too, and the last two teams are pretty good, so they get a little bit of jump on you because they get a power player, they get a chance, and you see a bunch of them. But the excitement's been there at the start. I haven't felt this in those games start slowly and build kind of once we either got our backs to the wall or got our trouble in the game. I think we've come out really strong in between periods and at the start of games.
I know there's nothing you can do about it, but do you like the couple days in between and having to wait and see what other teams are doing, or would you rather be playing?
We needed the rest. We had a long list of things that'll get cleaned up over 2 or 3 days. We were able to put everybody out on the ice. It's got to be the first time Andrew Ladd's practiced in 3-4 weeks, so it was good just that one day, and then be able to fairly physically intense practice, but keep the duration down. We needed this block here, clean up some colds and some things that have been going through our club.
After the day off, and you came back today and worked with your team, could you characterize what you said to them about what's happened here in the last 4 days?
No, we talked about what we were doing today, all business today. We talked about the video that we went through was specific in two areas of our game. You know, you don't cover every inch of the game, specific in two areas. We worked on those two things today, and it was pretty businesslike out there.
So from that, then, can we assume you've trusted them to just park it where it was on Tuesday night, and that's that?
Well, we talked about it Tuesday night. We talked about it again this morning. We talk. We have chats. It's not like the Oprah show in there, but discuss our feelings and then go play hockey. We're all right.
Nobody got free cars.
There was no free cars.
Did they say when the Bufflin decision will come down?
I would think sometime by the end of business today.
Okay.